How is the air quality in Northwest Indiana?
Okay, so what we do is for the past 19 years, we have put out the State of the Air Report, and the State of the Air Report collects data from monitors run and operated by the state environmental protection agencies. And so all this data is downloaded into a computer, and we take the data and we evaluate the data, and we've been looking at it for the past 19 years to determine county by county what the air quality is in regards to ozone and particulate matter.
So in Northwest Indiana, how is the air quality, and what's the best and the worst counties?
Okay, if I'm looking at the numbers here, they list them by county, and I'm trying to figure out if the worst and the best. So the report is organized, Sharon, by people at risk, you know, throughout the United States, and it goes by every single county in the United States, and then they rank it by the cleanest cities to the dirtiest cities, and they go for each state. They list each state and each county in particular. So, for example, give me a county that you're talking about.
I'm particularly interested in Lake County, Indiana, Porter County.
Okay, yeah. So Lake County had 10 ozone days in the three-year period between 2014 and 2016. And ozone is a combination of high temperature and pollutants mixing and causing low-level ozone. And because of these 10 days that occurred during the past 3 years, it received an F as far as ozone. Also, as far as particulate matter, it received also an F for the 2.5 particulate matter.
And what determines an A, B, C, D, or F?
So that is the classification that we've been using. And so both us and the state environmental protection agencies, they looked at a three-year period, and over the three-year period, if there are a number of exceedances during that period, using a weighted average, they assign a grade. So Lake County, for example, had four days of exceedances in the orange area.
What about Porter County and LaPorte County?
Yeah, Porter County is a little worse than Lake County because it had 12 days of exceedances in the orange area. And, you know, there's this different colors, orange and red and purple as being the worst. And it had 12 days of exceedances in the orange area and about 3 days of exceedances of PM. And so it received a C as far as particulate matter.
Isn't an F worse than a C?
Yes, ma'am. F is worse than a C, so the ozone was worse in Porter County than it was in for particulate matter.
Oh, I see.
And remember, ozone is dependent on warm temperatures, and particulate matter is just, you know, it's just going to occur regardless of the temperature. So what that means is that there must have been, you know, a certain number of warm days and high pollution.
Would there be any way to tell how does Northwest Indiana's air quality compare to the rest of the state?
I don't have that data in front of me, but there is county by county in our report. So you could look at the counties, all the individual counties, and then determine which are in the Northwest Indiana and then compare them to the others. So it can be done, but that's not a general way that's done in these reports. So every state in the United States has a state environmental protection agency that coordinates with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And so every state has monitors. And there's not enough monitors in every location, but there are monitors. And some of these used to be high monitors because we used to collect data from smokestacks. And nowadays, we have both high and low-level monitors. And so they're collecting information on a daily basis from these monitors. And the engineers from the state environmental protection agencies goes and collects the data, and then they put them into a computer, which is sent to US EPA, and that's the data that we use. Sometimes, you know, you have to be careful because, you know, there's not a monitor in a particular area, and that doesn't mean that there is or is not a problem. It's just that there wasn't, you know, enough monitors to go around.
Would you happen to know what the biggest polluters of air in Northwest Indiana are?
Right now, you know, a lot of the concerns we have, most of the concerns we have in most states, whether rural or urban, is mobile source pollution. And that's the pollution that's coming from, you know, the diesel trucks, the cars we drive, the trains, the buses, the barges, the airplanes. And mobile sources are one of the biggest concern. And that's why whether you live in a big city or a small city, you've got a lot of stop-and-go traffic, and you've got emissions coming from these vehicles.
That's the biggest source, you think, mobile source?
Yes, yes. Generally across the United States, 40 to 70% of air pollution is mobile sources, transportation sources.
Okay. Because I know that the factories, there's a lot of factories here in Northwest Indiana.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of factories, and there's a lot of stacks. And every one of those factories and stacks, or even air pollution sources that are area sources, like, for example, a gas station, they're regulated by the State Environmental Protection Agency. So they have limits that they have to meet. And so, you know, there is compliance and enforcement efforts by the State Environmental Protection Agencies to go out and make sure that these factories comply.
Oh, by not putting too much pollution in the air, they give them like a cap?
Yes. Yes, there's an actual numerical number that they have to meet, whether it comes out of the stack or whether it comes out of, you know, a dry cleaner or a gas station. And so they have permits. And so every one of these people have permits that they have to meet, and they have numerical limits, and they have to send in reports that shows that they are below these limits.
You mentioned it before, but what type of pollution does Northwest Indiana suffer from the most? You said it was mobile emissions?
Mobile source emissions, yes, or transportation emissions. They're called transportations. And, you know, even sometimes, like, for example, Sharon, if a car, you know, it's not being driven, it's just sitting there in a parking lot, you go there, you can smell, you know, you can smell the gasoline. Or even go into a gas station, you can smell the gasoline. Those are the emissions that are coming out.
So what is that? Is that like soot, dirt, dust, or what's the...
No. What that is usually toxics like benzene that's coming out of the gasoline, and benzene is a carcinogen. So what these are chemicals. They're called VOCs, volatile organic chemicals. And that's what you're smelling is generally the benzene or the xylene, which are a component of gasoline. Gasoline is over 200 different components. Now, the particulates are come out as a result of combustion. So as that engine is driving or as that boat is moving or the bus is moving, the combustion process causes the particulates to come out the tailpipe. Now, cars are 95% cleaner than they used to be. However, there's still a lot of old cars out on the road.
And what's in particulates?
Particulate is what you said, the soot. And there's different types of soot. Factory soot, for example, is usually big particles. And so the soot comes in and your nose and your throat, you do a good job removing it from the body. You know, you swallow it and you get rid of it, or you cough it out and you get rid of it. But the fine soot, the very fine soot, which is about 2.5 micron, that's what gets deep into your lungs. And as it gets deep into the lungs, it combines and goes into the bloodstream. And that's the concern, is the small 2.5 micron soot.
What about the health effects of the bad air quality? Can you describe that and how that is in Northwest Indiana?
Yes. So what happens is that we have babies and we have youngsters, and their lungs, they breathe a lot faster than we do. And their lungs are growing. So as their lungs are breathing in faster, they're taking in more and more of that pollution, and their lungs don't develop. And so they don't have the capacity that a normal adult would have. Older people, at the same time, their lung capacity is quite limited, and so they're impacted by, you know, the pollution. And even healthy people that are just like outside workers or even a marathon runner is impacted by the pollution, because as he's running, he's breathing in the material. And lastly, environmental justice areas, poor people that live in neighborhoods with the highways and the trains, congestion, they can't get away from that area.
Would you happen to know how Northwest Indiana, the amount of population in Northwest Indiana that suffers from lung disease?
I do, Sharon, but I don't have it right in front of me.
Well, maybe I can give you some time.
Hold on.
You can get it, sure. Thanks.
Hold on, let me look. Let me look at my tables. Indiana. You said Lake County, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Lake County has population of 485,000 people, okay? From this group, I have different numbers, but 9,565 have pediatric asthma, 37,000 have adult asthma, 30,000 have COPD, 38,000 has cardiovascular disease, 43,000 have diabetes, and 79,000 live in poverty areas.
Would you happen to have that same information for Porter County?
Yes, ma'am. Porter County has a population of 167,000, of which 3,000 have pediatric asthma, 13,000 has adult asthma, 10,000 has COPD, 117 has lung cancer, 13,000 has cardiovascular disease, 15,000 has diabetes, and 12,000 live in poverty areas.
Is there anything else that I have not asked about that you feel I should have?
Yes. The number one question we get, Sharon, is, what can I do? We know there's a problem. It may or may not be getting better each year. What can I do? So a number of things that people can do, especially on these high ozone days, the orange days, the red days, mm-hmm. is listen to the alerts, perhaps take, public transportation into the offices, perhaps stay at home and work, don't run lawnmowers, small equipment or combustion devices, don't be running outside. So pay attention to the environment and then, protect yourself.
What is the solution to this problem of environmental pollution, air pollution?
If it is the mobile transportation sources, and this is the data we've had from, whether it's our data or US EPA data, that it is mobile transportation sources, US EPA has done a lot to clean up these vehicles, so cars, trucks, boats, planes are cleaner than they were, 20 years ago, and they continue to raise the standards for these vehicles. So as the cars are getting cleaner, there's only one other thing we can do, and that's improve the fuel that's being used in these cars. So whether it's electric vehicles or ethanol-based fuel or biodiesel-based fuel or propane, CNG, some other type of fuel besides the petroleum fuels would go a long way, especially with climate change pollutants like CO2.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're very welcome, Sharon. You had good questions.